Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 78, entitled The Killing of Dantavakra and Romaharshana, text number 25 and 26. Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva Shishyo Dhitya Bahunicha Setihasa Puranani Dharma Shastrani Sarvashaha Antasya Vinitasya Ratha Pandita Maninaha Nagunaya Bhavantisma Natasyeva Jitatmanaha Rishehe. Translation: although he is a disciple of the divine sage Vyasa and has thoroughly learned many scriptures from him, including the law books of religious duties and the epic histories and Puranas, all this study has not produced good qualities in him. Rather, his study of the scriptures is like an actor's studying his part, for he is not self-controlled or humble and mainly presumes himself a scholarly authority, though he has failed to conquer his own mind. Purport: one might argue that Romaharshana committed an innocent mistake when he failed to recognize Lord Balaram, but such an argument is refuted here by Lord Balaram's strong criticism. Hare Krishna. This is the diagnosis of Sri Balaramji, made 5,000 years ago approximately, when, after traveling through all the holy places, when he walked away during the time of Mahabharata, Krishna got involved in that fight, but Balaramji just walked off. As an elder brother, he could afford to do that. So he went through all the holy places, pilgrimage, and almost at the concluding part, he reached Naimisharanya, where powerful sages, brahmanas, scholars of the Vedic literatures, they are all seated. And as soon as Balaramji walked in, everyone instantly got up. Knowing him to be non-different from Krishna, knowing him to be the original spiritual master, the first expansion of Lord in the spiritual world, the Adi Guru is Balaram. In fact, all the strength comes from him. So everyone stood up, offered him respects, worshipped him, and offered him a very place of seat of honor. Balaramji accepted it. And then he looked at Romaharshana, who was sitting on the Vyasasan. Romaharshan, who was chosen by all these great sages to speak Bhagavatam, or to speak the conclusion of all the scriptures, he did not even bother to get up or to speak of offering respects to Lord Balaram. Therefore, the purport says, one might argue that Romaharshana committed an innocent mistake when he failed to recognize Lord Balaram, But such an argument is refuted here by Lord Balaram's strong criticism. Now you can cheat the whole world. You can cheat yourself. But you can't cheat the Supreme Lord. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. And who is this Balaram? Sankarshana Karanato Yashai Garbhodashai Chapayobdishai Sheshascha Yasyam Shakala. The expansion of Balaramji is Karanodaka Vishnu, Karanodakshai Vishnu, Garbhodakshai, Kshirodakshai, whose expansion is the Paramatma within the heart. Now, who can know our intentions better than the Lord in the heart, who knows our past, future and present fully, much better than any of us can ever know about ourselves. And this is the diagnosis, he says. He's analyzing. Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva Shishya. Oh, he's a disciple. Whose disciple? Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva. Non-different from the Supreme Personality, the literary incarnation of the Supreme Lord, Vyasadeva. His personal disciple. So that is the first qualification. What a great qualification. Directly studying under Vyasadev. Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva Shishya Adhitya Bahunicha. Scrutinizingly studied all the scriptures. So Itihasa Puranani. All the Itihasas, Mahabharata, Ramayana. And Puranas, all the Puranas, Dharma Shastrani Sarvashah, and the religious scriptures which talk about what everyone should do, how everyone should act, what's right, what's wrong, everything. And he has learnt all of this. But, in the next verse he says, Adantasya, person who has not controlled his senses, Avinitasya, one who is not humble, Vratha Pandita Manina, vainly he thinks of himself as a great scholar because he has a certificate. Na Gunaya Bhavantisma, but because he hasn't developed any qualities. Natasya Iva Ajitatmana. Ajitatmana means one who has not conquered his mind. He has not conquered his mind, he has not conquered his senses, not humble, showing off to be a great scholar. No good qualities are manifesting. Therefore, natasya iva. He looks like an actor. Perfectly learnt his dialogue. So to say, is whatever he is supposed to speak. I remember when we were in high school, we had a inter-school drama competition. And we had put up one play for that, Samrat Ashok. That was the we had put up. All of us were given some. Those who were in little children, they were given some role. Do some chamar to Samrat Ashok. Somebody will be standing there, that's all. Yes. Put down the sword. And the main role was given to one person who was a really well-built Bengali student. And very good actor. Well-built and, you know, he would present in a powerful way. And sure enough, people were really impressed. People really impressed. It was as if transported back to, you know, some previous age when actually the thing was happening. his transformation of the heart after the Kalinga war. Before that, his chivalry. Literally, hair was standing on end, and when he would cry, everyone would cry. When he would deliver a dialogue, everyone was literally the lower jaw dropping. Even if others did not perform, he would compensate. That was this. But his classmates who were sitting, he said, Govashi, apna Govashi. Malum hai, teen vishay mein fail hua hai. Hello, failed in three subjects. Math, science and English. Main thing is gone. Vada aya Samrat Ashok. Because they knew him so well, what he was, minus the makeup. They were not impressed. Even though others were literally in tears. But those who knew him very well, was very close to him. Acha bola par, huh? But you know, there is no substance. So similarly, here he was, Roma Harshana, speaking. And everyone was quite impressed. But then when Balaram came, Balaramji knew what is inside. And immediately, he actually took a piece of grass, a blade of grass, and just directly went to the Vyasasan, just touched him to his throat, killed him. He rolled off the Vyasasan. This is a serious offense. A Vaishnava Parad. One is, he knew all the scriptures. And not only that, he was sitting on a Vyasasan and delivering a lecture. And here comes the Adi Guru and just slaps him and rolls him down the Vyasasan. Of course, Balaramji expressed, he told all the audience, said, if you want, I can still wake him up. I can. That was his power. He said, I can put him back. I can give him back his life. I said, no, 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 you know better. But just though we gave him benediction that he live long, because we want, you know, 1,000 years of nice yajna to be performed, hearing and chanting. But it has just begun, and already this is the end. So we are concerned. So that is the time Roma Harshana's son, Ugrashrava Suta, was chosen to sit and speak. And of course, as an ideal representative of the Lord, Balaramji said, but I must do some prayaschitta. What should I do? Okay, do this, this, this. But then he did what he was supposed to do. And it's very interesting, right at the outset, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages of Naimisharanya, when they choose Suta Goswami, Ugrashrava Suta, son, when he sits, they're glorifying him, they're telling, Toya khalu puranani setihasani chanagha akhyatana pyadhitani dharma shastrani yanyata. Similar. Itihasa puranani dharma shastrani. But there are two words that are used here. Now they have also learned a lesson, looks like. Toya khalu puranani sa itihasani cha anagha. Anagha means, oh, you who are sinless. And Prabhupada explains in the purport, before sitting on the Vyasasan, somebody has to be sinless. Beginning with, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. This is the basic criteria. Anagha. So, the four major vices of Kali Yuga are illicit connection with women, animal slaughter, intoxication, speculative gambling of all sorts. A Goswami must be free from all these vices before he can dare sit on the Vyasasan. no one should be allowed to sit on the Vyasasana who is not spotless in character and who is not freed from the above mentioned vices. Because ultimately when we speak this message of Srila Vyasadeva, ultimately spirituality is about transformation of the heart. And that happens only when there is respect for the speaker. Unless we respect the speaker, we can't take advantage of the message. We will not open our heart. And until we open our heart, where is the question of the message penetrating the heart, entering the heart? That's one of the reasons why we find again and again in all the scriptures, Ramachandra Khan, Mahaprabhu's time, when he saw that Haridas Thakur, a low caste person, is gaining so much respect, transforming the hearts of so many innocent people, he was burning with envy. And he somehow wanted to, assassinate the character, so to say, something like that. Somehow bring him down in the eyes of the people. Literally killing that person in one sense. So he sent a very beautiful prostitute. We find even in Tukaram Maharaj, Salo Malo, he also sends a beautiful prostitute to go to Tukaram Maharaj and meet him and talk to him and kind of capture him. Because once he falls from the eyes of the people, he will not be able to transform their heart, impress upon them. And so therefore, being spotless in character is one thing that is being stressed here. And then another point, then he says, akhyatani api adhitani. Now, akhyatani is translated as explained. And adhitani means well read. Now here this word used is adhitya bahunicha. You have read the scriptures very well. But here, one more, akhyatani api adhitani. And Prabhupada explains in the purport, to hear and explain them, that means the message, is more important than reading them. More important than reading is to hear this message and to explain them. One can assimilate the knowledge of the revealed scriptures only by hearing and explaining. Hearing is called Shravana and explaining is called Kirtana. The two processes of Shravana and Kirtana are of primary importance to progressive spiritual life. Only one who has properly grasped the transcendental knowledge from the right source by submissive hearing can properly explain the subject. So this is the secret. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnanina tattvadarshina. We may have the best guru, tattvadarshi, but then unless we are a good disciple, we can't assimilate what they are giving us. A farmer may be very good, expert farmer, and the seed he has may be excellent. But if the ground is not fertile, if it is not soft, conducive, it won't bear fruit. The guru may be perfect, the message may be perfect, but the disciple also has to be qualified. Therefore, Krishna in the Gita says, pranipatena, first qualification is humility. And he says, avinitasya. Somehow he noted, this person is not humble. Where is the question of taking advantage of this message unless we feel that we are not qualified and therefore we become more receptive. Knowledge, like water or electricity, flows from high potential to low potential. And therefore, unless we put ourselves at a position where we are receptive, the knowledge flows. That's one of the reasons why Vyasasana is put a little up, so that it can flow. And what about those who are sitting in the window? That's because of lack of space and some fresh air they need so they can easily open and come back. But it doesn't matter where you are sitting, as long as right not on the head of the person. But if the heart is at a lower level, if there is desperation, I need it, without it I won't survive. If that attitude is there, eagerness to receive and the desperation to accept. Same Haridas Thakur, when he went to the prison, crossed the prison to meet the governor who was supposed to punish him, and the people in the prison house were all pious people who were put into the prison because they were performing rituals publicly by the Yavana government. They came to know that a great soul is coming. They were like standing at the tip of their toes and watching and eagerly waiting to see a holy saint is coming, because by seeing the holy saint we will get liberated. So when Haridas came, he looked at them so desperately wanting to take shelter, like fully fixed, like Chataka bird looking at the cloud for the rain to come. He looked at them and he said, "May you always remain in the same position as you are now." And they said, "No! We are looking at this person just for our deliverance and he is blessing us to remain in the same position." Haridas Thakur smiled. He said, "You didn't understand my... Actually, I was blessing you. I was praying for you, that's all." He said, "At this stage, you are helpless. At this stage, you are desperately looking at a representative of the Lord and trying to, you know, get blessings in the form of darshan." One devotee, very nicely, Mahavishnu Maharaj's disciple, he told three kinds of blessings you get of a Vaishnava. Like Prabhupada writes in one of the purports, one is three ways animals raise their children. One is the hen, it sits on the egg by touch, and then the egg hatches. Similarly, another one is the fish. The fish actually lays its eggs and just sees it, just looks at the egg, and till it hatches, just by its glance. And the third is the tortoise lays its eggs on the shore, and in the ocean it just meditates on the egg till it hatches. So similarly, Vaishnava is blessed like that. One way of blessing them is embracing them. That's blessing, one way of blessing. Another one is just glancing with a satisfied heart, pleased. And the third is just thinking about someone and praying for someone. Just like Yamunacharya, when he saw Ramanujacharya in the school of Yadav Prakash, a Mayavadi, he said, "Such a bright person, why is he with him?" And he was somewhere there thinking about Ramanuja. Before he departed, he wanted to see Ramanuja. But by the time Ramanuja came, he had departed. But his fingers were folded, and we know the whole story. But just by thinking about someone, the mercy was flowing. So he was feeling, Haridas Thakur was saying that you people are actually at this stage This is the ideal stage to receive. You are eager, you are helpless, you are desperate. So that's what as far as your liberation from prison, you will get within 2-3 days, don't worry. And exactly happened when Haridas Thakur came back from the dead again, and everyone was released. So, pranipatena pariprashtena sevaya. You may have the best guru, you may have the best message, but if we are not receptive, if our heart is not receptive to the blessings in the form of the words, which we can actually sow in the heart and cultivate it by hearing and chanting, by hearing it, and real hearing means with a sincere desire to put it into practice to the best of our ability. So with that kind of thing, it's very easy. And therefore they are telling, the sages of Naimisharanya are akhyatani api adhitani. Not only are you free from all vices, spotless in character, but simultaneously you have heard it from a bona fide source. Heard it, not only heard it, assimilated it by explaining it, kirtanam. Not just hearing and keeping quiet, but you have actually practiced it, because when you practice and you don't get the same result, then you go back. Like sometimes our devotees go to, you know, the temple kitchen and they say, Prabhuji, ye khichdi bahut achha tha. Thoda recipe do na. Then they take the recipe and then they go cook it in their home and then they come back. Kiya par taste aisa nahi hai. Kuch to gadbadi hai kya? Oh, maybe you have to add this. Wo sab dala. Hame nahi malum. So you come back, clarify, pariprashnena, by applying it. Sevaya means to apply it. After you apply it, then you come back and clarify. Oh, achha, this is it. I didn't do that. And then you... So, akhyatani apita. Then he says, another very, very important. Vetatam saumyatat sarvam tatvatastad anugrahat bruyu snigdhasya shishyasya guravo guhyam apyuta. And because you are submissive, your spiritual masters have endowed you with all the favors bestowed upon a gentle disciple. Therefore, you can tell us all that you have scientifically learned from them. So this is the most important part, submissive attitude. Submissive oral reception, Prabhupada calls it. Such a perfect word. Submissive oral reception. So, Balaramji noted, this is not there. And then he says, na gunaya bhavantesma. And what is the proof that we have actually heard it and explained it properly? Akhyatani api adhitani. There must be result. Phalena parichiyate. And what is the phala? What is the result? Na gunaya bhavantesma. There should be guna. There should be change in our quality. Quality of our thoughts. Quality of our words, quality of our action. If there is no change in the quality of our words, thoughts and actions, just like an experiment, pre-experimental stage, post-experimental stage, there should be difference, na? Two chemicals added, reaction, result is a third chemical. Two chemicals added, reaction, same chemical, no change. Something is wrong with the chemical, something, a reaction, something, either the fire was not on, something was wrong. Otherwise, the resultant product has not come. So, nagunaya bhavantisma. Really, spirituality means a change of heart, a change of consciousness, a change in our lifestyle, change in our attitude, change in our thoughts, change in our behavior. There should be change. Many a times people are inspired. They say, hey, you have changed, man. You're not the same. What are you doing these days? I want to know. I'm inspired. I know you were with us. You know, I know what all you did. A Of course, those who are envious, they will say, "Sau chuhe maarkar billi haj ko chali." I know, it's just show off. I know what you were. That is ningta pacho, you know. They're trying to remember the previous. I know who you are. 20 years later, down the line also. Still, 20 years you did that. But those who are really sincere can see, my God, there's a change. So I want to know what you did in the pre and the post, between that phase. Something additional has added, because you were not like this. And if that changes, Shravanam and Kirtanam, I also want to do that. So eventually, a Vaishnava, a devotee means qualities, idea, ultimately. A Vaishnava is recognized by his qualities. Generally, when we introduce a Vaishnava, a great Vaishnava, elevated Vaishnava comes and we want to introduce. So Prabhuji is 6.5 feet, has very beautiful prominent nose and bud-like fingers, champak buds. I don't think, if it's there, it's very nice. We don't introduce like that. We introduce that he has such devotional qualities, he's done this and done this. He's transformed the hearts of so many people. He has influenced. So ultimately, it's a question of quality. Wherever Krishna describes the glories of devotees, it's basically qualities. Titikshava Karunika Surada Sarvadehinam Ajata Shatrava Shanta Sadhava Sadhubhushana. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapila, Lord Kapila describes to Mother Devahuti, who are the devotees? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, 26 qualities of Vaishnava. Beautiful qualities are described. Or Krishna describes, Stita Pragyasya Ka Bhasha, when Arjuna asks, how do I recognize? How does he walk? How does he talk? How does he sit? What is his disposition? Prajahati yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan atmanye vatmana tushta stita pragyastat ujjate. Whose consciousness is fixed in the Lord. It's all qualities. Amanitvam, adambhitvam, ahimsa, akshantir, arjavam. It's all qualities. So, this is a test. If you really want to test whether we are progressing in spiritual life, I've been chanting for so long, I've been hearing for so long, but at the end of the day, looking back, objectively, subjectively, a devotee, being a devotee, always feels that I have made no progress. In fact, the more progress we make, the more progress a devotee makes, the more he feels that he's fallen. But objectively, we can see that there is a change. Because our appreciation of Krishna's mercy increases, we realize how much are we reciprocating for what all we have received. That's the sign of advancement, actually. So, it's all about qualities. So that's a test. Here is a test. We can test ourselves by, you know, are we developing these qualities? In the life of Sripada Ramanujacharya, you know, in his followers, when we hear about devotees from any sampradaya, any devotee of the Supreme Lord, just like when a chaste wife looks at another very chaste wife, she develops inspiration to serve her husband, her own husband. She takes inspiration. Similarly, devotees from any sampradaya, when we hear their devotion to the Lord, a really broad-minded devotee from anywhere, from any time, seeing their devotion to their worshipable Lord, a devotee takes inspiration. Because essentially the quality is the same. The more really becoming a Vaishnava means purification of the heart. The more we get Mamayavamsho, Jiva Loke, Jiva, everyone is a part and parcel of Krishna. Being part of Krishna, we are godly by nature. Now we are covered over. That's the problem. Potentially all the soul being part of Krishna has all wonderful qualities. All good qualities. Automatically is there. But now it is covered. Avratam jnanam etena jnanino nitya vairina. Kamarupena kaunteya dushpurena nalena cha. Now we are covered over by Raja, Tama and other gunas and their combination. And therefore, it's like a white light covered by yellow paper or blue paper. Blue light is coming. It's not blue. Actually, it's white. But then it's covered over now. So the more purification of the heart is taking place, these qualities must develop. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate suraha harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manorathena sati. Yasya, the more bhakti we are developing to the Lord, and the more purer it is, more continuous it is, apratihata, without any stop, avyabhicharena bhakti yogena, then sagunan samati teitan, we transcend the three modes and the original nature of the soul starts manifesting. And it manifests in unique ways. Same humility is seen because each soul is unique. As unique as our fingerprint. None of them are the same. Similarly, these qualities manifest in unique ways. Same quality manifests in such unique ways. Krishna enjoys uniqueness. Even though the same ingredient, but when it is prepared by different people, you know, some taste added. So, Ramanujacharya had a disciple, Parashara Bhatta, who was the son of Kuresh. Parashara Bhatta was approached by one Vaishnav and he said, please tell me, I want to know, what is the, how do we recognize a Vaishnav? Who is a Vaishnav? Who is a Vaishnav? So Parashara Bhatta said, if you want to know, you go to Tirupati. You meet Anantacharya. Ask him, he will tell you. He walked all the way to Tirupati. Now, what is Anantacharya? Anantacharya is another amazing personality. One time Ramanujacharya was speaking about Nammalvar, one of the greatest of the Alvars, who has written so many compositions. And one composition is about the different places, Divyadesha, 108 places. So he was glorifying Venkateshwara, Balaji, Tirupati, on the hills of Tirumala. And he was reading, and while reading, he was talking about four places are considered very, very special. Amongst them is Tirupati. It is called Pushpa Mantapa, where flowers are offered to the Lord there. And he said, traditionally also, profusely they decorate the Lord with flower there. And traditionally, I am told, no one should decorate themselves with flowers in that place. Because all flowers are meant for the Lord. So, while discussing about this, how it is beautiful, how the Lord loves flowers, suddenly he looks at his disciples, Srirangam, and he said, would any one of you please accept the seva of going to Tirumala, this is 1,000 years ago, and taking up this service of offering flowers to the Lord every day? Pin drop silence. Everyone was bowing their heads down. Who would like to leave the association of Ramanuja? even that apart. Tirumala at that time, there were no roads, there's not a holy in that sense of a tourist place also like it is today. All facilities are there. Practically it was a wilderness. No one would dare wander into those places. And it was very, very extreme weather condition. No facilities, no amenities, nothing. Who'll go? And suddenly one devotee stood up and he said, I'll go. Ramanujacharya was so pleased. His name was Anantacharya. His name was called Anandalvan. Ramanujacharya was so pleased. He said, you are Anpillai. It's like a he-man. You are real he-man. He was called Ananda Anpillai. It means like the he-man amongst all devotees. Because he took the trouble as I'll go. Immediately he was sent. And he walked there. And there he created a first pond. He called it the Ramanuja pond. To start a garden. And then he started a garden. Water this. And every day personally he would pluck these flowers. Make it into a beautiful garland. He along with his wife. And would offer it to Lord. That was his dedication and, you know, love for him. His guru was practically as good as God. He worshipped Ramanuja like that. And his absorption in that seva, one time he was plucking flowers and he was bitten by a very poisonous snake. And the disciples saw and they said, Guru Maharaj, you are bitten by a snake. And he said, okay, just do your work. No, no, but he said, look, if the snake is more poisonous than me, so much of poison I have in my heart, then I will die. And if I am more poisonous than the snake, I will not die. No problem, okay, you work and let me continue myself. So they said, but if you die, you know, William. He said, look, if I live, then I will go to Swami Pushkarani, which is the holy tank where we take bath before we go to darshan of the Lord. I'm going to take bath in the Swami Pushkarani and have the beautiful darshan of Balaji and engage in his service. And if I die, I will take bath in the Viraja, go to Vaikuntha, have darshan of the Lord and serve him. Keep work, Pandaji. What does it make a difference? If I die, take bath, taking bath, having darshan and service continues. If I am dead here, there, if I am alive here, okay, you perform your seva, allow me to do my seva. Haribol. This was the mood of Anantacharya. So this Vaishnava comes to Anantacharya's place and the disciples bring him, and that afternoon he is invited to sit next to Anantacharya. The Acharya of the monk is made to sit next to him. And while taking prasad, this Vaishnava expresses his heart. I have been sent by Parashar Bhattar. This is my question I wanted to answer. Anantacharya smiles at him, acknowledges, doesn't speak a word, take prasad, then they go away. Next day, that devotee, when he comes for lunch, they are told, out. Not here. You are not supposed to sit within this particular, sit in the corridor somewhere. Few days later, he is told, not in the corridor, sit in the backyard somewhere. Take the plate and go. Don't be around this area. You are not supposed to. So, you know, just when you are about to take prasadam and, you know, somebody tells you, that's very painful. This happens. After a few days, Anantacharya calls him. And he said, you asked, what was that question? Who is a Vaishnava? Okay. And then he says, he gives four characteristics. He said, a Vaishnava should be like a crane, not the machine. The bird. Bagula. It should be like a crane. Kokkai pol irukkum. And then he says, koliya pol irukkum. It should be like a hen. Murgi. And uppai pol irukkum. A Vaishnava should be like salt. And then he says, ummai pol irukkum. A Vaishnava should be like you. He said, thank you very much, but I need the purport. The Anantacharya purport. And then he says, look, the nature of a crane is it stands in the river still, like almost like a painting on the wall, just still, watching the flow. And in the river, small fish flow by. He neglects. Little bigger fish, neglect. Medium size, neglect. So seeing that other fish have gone by, it's a safe place, the big fish comes. And the crane immediately just grabs that big fish. He said, similarly, a Vaishnava, kurmongāniva sarvaśaḥ, like a tortoise withdrawing its shell, he just, like a witness, watches this world. So many objects of sense gratification sometimes come. It seems very tempting, but he just allows it to go. In the mode of ignorance, the sense gratification is not only unfavorable to the body, but unfavorable even for sense gratification. Poison in the beginning, poison in the end. That is sense gratification in the mode of ignorance. In the mode of passion, it is very nice in the beginning, nectarian in the beginning, but poisonous in the end. And in the mode of goodness, it may be nectarian, it seems, but simultaneously, but it's temporary. It doesn't last long. So any of these things, any of these objects, which can be very tempting, which can be very distracting, but he just watches and let it go. But when the Lord on his devotional service, an opportunity to serve the Lord comes, immediately grabs it. Because he knows this is very rare. This doesn't come every time. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhaktilata Bij. Because he knows Neha Bhikarma Nashosti. This is something which will never be lost. This opportunity doesn't come again and again. For millions of lifetimes of waiting and watching and watching, watching, suddenly we have got this. Grab it. So that is a Vaishnava in terms of his how he should be meditating and absorbing these opportunities. Then he should be like a hen. Now this hen have a very special, even from rubbish they can pick up gems, if there are some gems. If you have seen this hen, you know, they go near the rubbish and you wonder, even with a glass, you can't see something good. It just keeps picking. You wonder, what is there? Only it knows. And it just filters out everything else. Similarly, a Vaishnava, every person, every situation, every circumstance in life, he takes what is the best from it. How can I see Krishna in this? How can I see the mercy of the Lord? How can I see an opportunity to come closer to the Lord? He never sees anything else. He just neglects everything else. That is Shripad Ramanuja. From this lusty, shameless Dhanurdhar, whole town of Srirangam was watching the beautiful procession of the Lord, except one man. He was holding an umbrella over one lady's head. She was watching the Lord and he was watching her. And walking backward, stepping backward. People were moving like that and he was walking like this. The whole town was looking and laughing at him. At the, you know, shameless nature of this person. Except Ramanuja. Ramanuja called him. He called him. So they called him. Somehow they had to, you know, shake him out of his samadhi. And bring him. And Ramanuja said, he saw one good thing. That this man is really convinced whatever he thinks is best he will do. He doesn't bother about what the world thinks. Unlike us, we are very careful, you know, where our eyes goes. Even though we like, we say, but we don't want to do it again and again because everyone is looking at us. So, even if a nice object comes when we see and then, because everyone is there, nobody was there, then I would have seen at that object for a little longer, probably. But this man, shamelessly, "Achha lagta hai, main karunga." Duniya kuch bhi bole. Wow, that means he's a genuine person. Whatever he wants to do, he's convinced. Foolish, of course, but convinced. Jo karenge, khul ke karenge. So, called him. Said, "Oh, what is it?" He said, "I have never seen a more beautiful pair of eyes." Wow, what a pair of eyes. Ramanuja told him, "If I show you a better pair of eyes, will you surrender?" 100%, show me. Tomorrow morning, Mangalarti. Srirangam, ajao. And the man was there. He was really sincere. He came. And while the, of course they didn't have all this, they have arti from the feet, then the navel, and then the face. And when it was applied to the face, the arti was applied, Ramanuja started glorifying the beautiful eyes of the Lord and the potency of his glance. That was the additional part. Not only was he with watching the beautiful form of the Lord, but here was the mercy flowing. Krishna, Ramanuja's prayer, "My please Krishna, glance upon this devotee. Show the beauty of your eyes. Show how attractive you are. Why are we attracted to things of this world? Let him be attracted to this." It was this additional factor, act as a catalyst. So the eyes opened for the first time. Dhanurdhar's eyes opened. Ajnanatimirandhasya jnananjana shala chakshuhu unmilitam yena. Because he heard Ramanuja. So he saw through his ears. Oh, this is the power of the Lord. This is his potency. This is the power of his glance. Constantly tears started pouring from Dhanurdhar's eyes. And right at that moment, fell at the feet of Ramanuja, clung to it. And he said, "I wasted my life. Now, completely, I want to dedicate every breath to serve you. I'm very grateful to you for opening my eyes." Ramanuja got him married to that lady. And she was also a great Himambad. She was also a great devotee. And he became one of the amazing, you know, personalities. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, nobody wanted to go to America. Forget about it. Even if they go to America, not to the Bowery. In the filthiest of filthy place, amongst the most clumsiest of people, dirtiest of people, he saw their one good quality and they were ready to, they had left everything to look for something different, something higher. But without their knowledge, they were thinking these kinds of drugs will keep them higher. But then, the higher they go, the next morning, the lower they found themselves. But here was Prabhupada giving them something that will keep them stay high forever. No question of coming down. Yad gatva na nivartante. So he saw the genuineness in them. They are ready to pay the price. Most of them. And he offered them. You really want to do it? All right. You have to pay the price. No more this, no more that, no more that. They were so much addicted. But their sincerity was, they actually did that. He fanned that little thing and, you know, made into a flame. That is, or any situation, in the worst situation, Prabhupada saw, oh, Krishna has a signal for me. Something in this, I want to learn. In every moment, in every situation, he only took out the best part. That's a Vaishnava. Uppai pol irukkum. A Vaishnava should be like a like salt. Now, when you add some salt to any item in proper proportion, an item is very tasty. But directly, if you give salt to someone, aaj kya banaya? Salt. Two items we have made. One is water and then is salt. But the same salt, when it is mixed in proper proportion, one of the tastiest thing. Similarly, a Vaishnav is so unassuming. He just mixes up in such a way that no one notices him. He never stands out and say, it's me, huh? It's me. Hari Bol. Without me, can you imagine? It will be so pale. The whole thing will be so, you know, not at all tasty. But then, his absence is felt. When you eat something, you never tell the host, what salt? You may say, what idli, what chutney, what samosa, what pasla. If there is no salt, you may say, thoda namak kam tha. But if there is, you don't praise the salt. That's then a Vaishnava. Very unassuming. Unless Krishna picks him up and shows it to the whole world. Nobody during Mahaprakash Leela in whole of Navadvip knew who Sridhar was. Mahaprabhu told, call Sridhar. Sridhar? Dekho bhai, database mein kone Sridhar hum? Counselor kone unke? He had to tell, go in the, you walk into the street, whoever is shouting loudly, call him, catch him and bring him. That was his introduction. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Though Mahaprabhu would spend hours together as a regulative principle with him, no one knew. Only till Mahaprabhu actually glorified these great souls. That's the nature of the Lord. He actually elevates these people and brings down those who think themselves very great. Pratha Pandita Manina. So the father was brought down and the son was put up on the Vyasa son. So Uppai Polirukum, and finally he said, Ummai Polirukum, like you. And then he apologized to that devotee. I had told my disciples to actually irritate you, agitate you, annoy you. But you never got annoyed, you never got irritated, you never felt insulted, even though a devotee is dealt with you in a very, in an unpleasant way. Sometimes because we have such ego, even though we know we have come to the right place and this is where we should be, just because some devotees looked at them in a very unpleasant way or spoke in such a very harsh way, sometimes people give up the association. I don't want to go anytime to that place again. Even if it means no associate, I don't care. How much the ego can become our enemy. But this person, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarori Vasaishna, Amanina, Manadin, because he was very focused, he had come to receive an answer. And therefore he tolerated all these annoyances, inconveniences, unpleasantness. It's natural. It's not that we have descended from the spiritual to deliver the mankind here. All of us are patients. Most of us at least not. If you go to the hospital and say, Prabhuji, sabke sab bimar lag rahe idhar. It's a fact. If you come to the material world and say, nobody is good here. Yeah, that's why we are all here. But at least we have come to the hospital. We have accepted we have a disease. We have come to the doctor, Vaidyo Narayano Hari, and his representative, all the stethoscope guys sitting there and distributing, compounders. We have come at least to the right place. We are all diseased. And sometimes we bring out. Sometimes it comes from the mouth. Sometimes waves of thoughts. Just by our eyesight we can make out. You may not feel very welcome by the looks. It is there. But still, where else can we go? He said, I'm very appreciative of that. And he said, a Vaishnava should be like you. So in this way he answered their question. So, all of us are equally fortunate. We all have the deities. We all have Srila Prabhupada. We all have the association of his books. We all have this facility of this hearing from this place. It's a question of whether we'll take advantage of it or not. One incident, when a day before Kurukshetra war took place, Dhritarashtra called Sanjay and he asked, what's going to happen? Tell Sanjay. Sanjay said, as I've already told you in Bhagavad Gita, last verse, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Partha Dhanutra Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhutra Dhruvanit. How is it that Dhritarashtra was the disciple of Vyasadeva? Sanjaya was the disciple of Vyasadeva. Dhritarashtra and Sanjay were, Dhritarashtra was not only disciple but also the son of Vyasadeva. They had the same facility. They went to the same school, sat in the same bench, heard the same lessons, did the same homework. How much homework was copied and how much? Time will tell. How is it that Dhritarashtra just couldn't assimilate those lessons, and not only physically blind, but he's asking, what happened? What happened? They came to fight, but kya hua? Fought. If a drunkard walks into a bar and the bottle is offered, uske baad kya hua? Kya hua? Piya. They're too yuyutsavaha. You know, the belligerent party is coming to fight and you're so blind, you are asking, kya hua? Ladai hua. Uske baad kya hua? That also I am telling you. You can't see. It is as clear as noonday sun. Even before the first arrow is shot, I can tell you the result. Why couldn't Dhritarashtra see? Where was his vision? One devotee very nicely explained, our heart is like a pot and the ear is like the funnel. So through the ears, receptive ear, the message goes to the heart. But there is a problem. If the heart has a, if the pot has a hole in it, so it goes, wow, so nice, so juicy, so nectarian. After 1 hour, where is the nectar? We all feel like that, isn't it? Sometimes we hear a Bhagavatam class, fired up, charged up. And after 2 days, back to square one. Of course, for some 2 days, for some 2 hours, for some 2 minutes. Somebody asked me, how frequently should we hear? It depends upon your capacity of leakage. If your charge discharges within 1 hour, you have to hear every hour. Now people will be very careful about their charging rate. They'll say, Prabhuji, ek hafta tak chalega, chalega. But then you may not have network. Right when you need it the most, you may not have the network. We have to accept that this instrument is so bad, it discharges so quickly. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, we need to hear regularly because we have a lot of holes in it. What was Dhritarashtra's hole? The hole was envy for the Pandavas, foolish attachment to his son. So these negative qualities, Adantasya, Avinitasya, Vratha Panditamaninaha, Nagunaya Bhavantisma, Ajitatmanaha. If we have all these holes, even the best kind of thing is poured, it just leaks off. So somewhere, therefore, the two things are important. Mercy is there, but we have to have at least a patra. Patrata means qualification. Somewhere the qualification. Prabhupada writes in Narada Muni's story in the first canto, fourth, fifth chapter, Narada and Vyasa Samvad. Narada Muni says, as far as I was concerned, I was not frivolous. I was not, you know, I didn't speak much. Speech is one kind of discharging. Vegam. Because whatever you speak, your mind rests on that. Therefore, we should be grave. Whatever we speak, children, you watch children. Mama, what is this? By the time you reply, Mama, what is that? First, listen to what you asked. No. What is this first? Jumping from here to there, because their mind is so chanchal, restless. Similarly, our topic, you know, mind jumps from one topic. Our speech also. If you record, every 2 minutes, our topic changes. That means so much energy is going away. Mental energy, physical energy, verbal energy. And because we are thinking about what we are speaking, hopefully. And therefore energy goes away. Vacho vegam, manasa vegam. We are giving vent to these things. So Prabhupada writes in that purport, without being self-controlled, without being disciplined, and without being obedient, one can't follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of God. One can't follow the instructions of the spiritual master. And without following the instructions of the spiritual master, one can't go back home back to Godhead. So Narada got the mercy of the Bhakti Vedantas. But how did he become Narada? Because he followed it. We also have association with Bhakti Vedanta. But we are not taking advantage if we allow these holes. So our endeavor is at least to create some kind of a patrata. Now in Kali Yuga, no patrata is there. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. Patra apatra na dekhe sthana sthan, jai jahan paaye tahan kare premadan. He doesn't care whether you have a, sometimes he gives the pot also. Just like a beggar comes, ele, ek liter doodh hai, bartan bhi de do na baap. Hey, ek to doodh maang raha uske upar bartan bhi maang raha. You give him the pot and then, you know, that's Mahaprabhu. He has given a process that you just chant the holy name. I will give you the qualification. At least we have to have the qualification to chant that so that you can, you know, alloy, use the alloy to mend the holes in the heart. So in this way, Gunaya Bhavantisma and the most hope-giving example are Jagai and Madhai. Jagai and Madhai were like that. But their qualification was they genuinely repented their past. And manifestation of that repentance was determination not to do the same thing again. not to roll after, like an elephant bathing. You know, bathing and rolling in the mud, bathing and rolling in the mud. So it's not that we hear and then go and roll in the mud. That means leave it out. At least we should strive to hold it. Try to the best of our ability. And Krishna reciprocates, Mahaprabhu reciprocates and gives us some more and more ability by which one day we can take advantage of our connection with the parampara, of all the scriptures, by allowing it to just retain in our heart. Then we can drink it. Drink that nectar. Hare Krishna. So, the notice says here, till 2:45 p.m. including question and answers. Kirtan after class, 15 minutes. So we have 9 minutes. If there are any question and answers, we can take a couple of them. One time, Prabhupada was giving a darshan, and one boy, 12-year-old boy, his name was Veerabhadra. He raised his hand and asked a question to Prabhupada. And next to him was sitting Tamal Krishna Maharaj. At that time he was not Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He was Tamal Krishna, Brahmachari. And he was like doing amazing service for Srila Prabhupada, even at that time. So Veerabhadra, this boy, 12-year-old boy, asked, Srila Prabhupada, how is it you're so merciful to Tamal? And so everyone started laughing. Prabhupada smiled at him. He became grave and he said, no, it's not that I am merciful to him alone. He has taken advantage of it. And then Prabhupada said, the sun is always shining. But if you go and hide yourself in the room and close the doors and windows and put some, you know, black curtains, what can the sun do? So the point is, Srila Prabhupada's mercy is there. Narada in his previous life met the Bhaktivedantas. We all have the good fortune of meeting Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We have his books. That's his mercy. And but the thing is, we have to take advantage of it. One time I gave a class on that particular verse and one person asked me a question. Prabhuji, even to develop that quality, we need mercy, na? Even to develop determination, we need mercy. So which comes first? Mercy comes first or qualification comes? To receive the mercy, we need qualification. But to qualify, we need mercy. So he asked, I said, yeah, I knew this question is going to come. And I asked this to one person even before coming for the lecture. I was reminded of another incident when one devotee asked Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj. He said, Maharaj, we are told again and again that we should read Srila Prabhupada's books. But we need to have a taste to read regularly. But taste comes only by reading regularly. So to develop a taste, we have to read. But to read regularly, we have to have a taste. So which comes first? First wait for the taste to come, then we'll start reading. But taste, how does the taste come? Only by reading regularly. So then he said, if a man is really sick,
And whatever he eats, he vomits. Whatever he eats, he vomits. And he has no strength. Absolutely, he's about to die. And the doctor tells him, you have to develop the hunger in your stomach. You have to do a lot of exercise. Then you will develop hunger. Then when you eat, you will be able to digest. He said, I'm about to die. I have no strength. I have to do 1 hour workout to develop hunger. And then I will eat 12 items and to digest. Doesn't make sense. So when we are told like that, develop taste, go on reading, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Aray Maharaj, pahle utha to sahi. Just to get up, you're finding it so difficult. He gave a very good example. He said, you just do little exercise. You raise your finger, that's all. So you'll get little hunger, then you eat little and digest. And then you do little more exercise. And then you eat, then you get, and then you do little more exercise. And then you do little more. And then one day you'll be jumping around. So he said, if you don't have taste, read a little. Read. That's the end of, that's the expression of our sincerity. We have to show to Krishna, just like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj once said, you're dying, you're drowning in the well, and said, please, please, somebody, please show your mercy. And someone throws a rope and he says, catch it. No, give me your mercy to catch the rope. He said, you rascal, should I hold the rope? You have to catch it. My mercy is this rope. But to, you get up, you have to catch it. That's up to you. So 10 people can take a horse to the pond. They can't make it drink. So that part is somewhere we have to show to Krishna. So this is an endeavor. To physically come and be here is an endeavor. In the endeavor, if you got tired and sleep, still no problem. Krishna sees, bechara so gaya. Par aaya kis liye tha? Kripa ke liye na? Chalo isko kaan mein thoda thus dete. Only when Mahaprasad starts prayer, then people get up. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Just that endeavor. Krishna. Man sees the result, but God sees the effort. Man sees the lips, but God sees the heart. Krishna sees our intention. We are sincerely trying. We are showing to Krishna, this much I can do. I can come and sit, but my nature is I can't hear. Everything goes from the other side. Still, because your representative has told I am coming and sitting, attendance diya hun, dekh lo. Krishna says, theek hai, itna kiya na, ye yatha maam prabandha. He may reciprocate. He may reciprocate. Next time, probably, little extra taste. Little extra. One sentence I remember what he had told. Sometimes people hear 7-day Gita course and they say, Prabhuji, ek cheez abhi bhi yaad hai. Bola, kam se kam ek to yaad. Good. At least you remember one statement from that 7 days. Good enough. And that may come in handy. Srila Prabhupada ki jai nithai gaur premanandi hari.